The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Cara, Duffy was a huge star a number of years ago. It's good to hear that clip just to get a reminder of just how good she is. What happened? Why did she disappear from public life?
She was at the height of her fame when she vanished. She kind of appeared on the music scene in 2008 with the album Rock Fairy and was one of those music artists who skyrocketed. She went from relatively unknown to hugely popular, and she had two great years. And then in 2011, she disappeared. And there was a lot of questions. Fans wondered. There was a lot of media hunting what was going on. And as time went by, people almost forgot about her, really, because, you know, somebody disappears for a certain amount of time. They're not in the public eye. People are fussy. They move on. And then in 2020, she resurfaced again and had put a post on her Instagram revealing that that she had been drugged, that she was kidnapped, taken on a plane to a different country where she was kept for 4 weeks and abused and raped. I mean, absolutely horrifying story. She said that she was okay now, and that she felt that she was okay to talk about this. A few weeks later, she wrote an essay with the help of a reporter who had reached out to her that she put on her website, giving a little bit more detail. Now, she did not go into the sort of the more horrifying elements of it. She spoke more in this essay about the trauma of the aftermath and what she went through, how she had to live as a recluse. It was the only way she felt safe. She talked about her, that, you know, she was profoundly depressed, understandably, and that she still hoped at some point to talk about her story a bit more, but that she obviously wasn't ready. There was talk at the time of her doing a live interview, but that is something that didn't happen. But obviously between that time and now, she's obviously decided that now is the time to share her story and mm-hmm. what happened to her.
Yeah, and she did say when she made that initial post that she wasn't ready to talk about it more. Obviously time has passed now, and she's teamed up with this director from Northern Ireland, Jill Callan, who has made this documentary with her. Now, we're just getting the details of this from Disney, but it seems to be an interview format, Cara. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, Disney are ramping up their production across Europe, and they're looking for authentic, as they're called, filmmakers love to use that word, authentic stories. And one of their remit is to focus on Northern Ireland creatives. So Jill Callan, who is directing this, she is from Northern Ireland. It is in some way being supported by Northern Ireland Screen, although we don't know the details of that just yet. And yeah, it's going to be a conversational style interview based from what we've heard, but that also it won't just be about the awful things that have happened to her. It'll be about her childhood, her rise to fame, why she became a musician in the first place, and also what it was like to go from being one of the biggest stars at that time to like literally vanishing, and the recovery in the aftermath. So it sounds like it's going to be quite a comprehensive documentary. I imagine it's going to be very hard to watch at times. If it'll be hard for us to watch, it will be obviously even harder for Duffy to talk about. I mean, this is something that is, it's a horrific story. Mm-hmm. And we would just hope that the fact that the time is right now is that she will be okay doing this, because I imagine reliving this, it will now, you know, she'll be back in the public eye. We're here talking about it now. There will be a lot of press attention on her in coming months. So we just sort of hope that this is done in a safe way for her, and that she is prepared for the kind of furore that'll be around the whole thing.
Well, I mean, there's also some speculation about whether she might return to her music career. I mean, this is someone who won 3 Brit Awards, a Grammy and an Ivor Novello. She is hugely talented. And there seems to be a sense from some of her recent social media posts that perhaps she wants to come back to music and to performing. She shared a remix of her hit Mercy. And as I mentioned that, people I'm sure will remember it. But she's been on TikTok sharing that only in the last couple of weeks.
Yes. And during the pandemic, she had shared a few song titles that never came to be, that were never officially released. So there's, I mean, clearly once you're a musician, that never leaves. And hopefully it is a part of the journey, part of the healing, that she is ready for new music. I mean, her career was snatched away from her. She was barely at the top with less than 2 years. So there is bound to be so much more music to come from her, and it will be brilliant. It will be wonderful both for her and for fans to see what this new phase of her life would look like.
Cara, thank you very much for bringing us that news. We don't have a release date from Disney, but they have released the fact that it is coming. So we wait to see when. That is Duffy and Her Story.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.